So, what makes a book a great beach read? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels set in oceanside communities on the East Coast. But there are many other reasons why you might find yourself wanting to devour them both in a comfy chaise longue. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our beloved Marcy Dermansky has a new book, Hurricane Girl, just a little comedy about the loss of all worldly possessions, near deadly assault, brain surgery, and violent revenge. When we meet Allison Brody, she has just left an abusive movie producer boyfriend in Los Angeles, driven across the country, and bought a sweet little foreclosed beach house in North Carolina. Once you get to know her, you realize this sequence of decisive actions was a pretty big accomplishment for our heroine. Then, just a week and a half later, a storm destroys her happy home. Allison was homeless, and she was broke. It was wild how fast the tides could turn. Part of her also knew that she was fine. Unfortunately, Allison is not all that fine, and the winds of destiny that blew her house down are not finished with her yet. Again, Dermansky has come up with a seemingly artless but in fact very controlled novel, focusing this time on the many things people do to our heads without our permission. Small comic gems sparkle in their deadpan settings on every page. No matter how bad things get, Allison's running joke to herself, "I still have my health," never ceases to amuse her, though at a certain point she did not think anyone else would think it was funny. Well, she's wrong about that. The only bad thing about this book is that you will likely finish it in one sitting. Bring on the fresh-baked gougères and the hydrangea blue cashmere throws and settle in with The Hotel Nantucket by Ellen Hildebrand. Our favorite beach novelist's 28th book is another tour de force, deploying all her usual tricks and tropes and clever points of view. Again, among them, a character from the afterlife and the collective we of Gossipy Island residents. Our ghost is Grace Hadley, a teenage chambermaid who died under suspicious circumstances in a hotel fire in 1922. Grace's lonely days are gone when the historic property is purchased and reopened by a London billionaire. As Xavier Darling tells his general manager, Lisbeth Keaton, their goal will be to get 5 out of 5 keys from Shelley Carpenter, an undercover hotel blogger who has not awarded top honors to any spot she's visited so far. A gorgeous remodel, a sterling staff, free treats in the minibar, and, of course, since this is Ellen Hildebrand, an incredible restaurant where a disco ball drops from the ceiling every night at 9 and the chef is hotter than any dish on the menu, are all in play as the first guests come streaming in. Which one is the hard-to-please Ms. Carpenter? Other addictive storylines include a rich kid cleaning rooms to expiate some terrible thing he did this past spring, an evil beauty breaking up island marriages, and the desperate attempts of Lisbeth's ex, who cheated on her with their wine rep, to win her back. One of the special services Lisbeth creates for the Hotel Nantucket is a blue book containing all her recommended island itineraries, and Ellen Hildebrand's own version is included as an appendix, or a PDF, with the audiobook.
The books are Hurricane Girl by Marcy Dermansky and The Hotel Nantucket by Ellen Hildebrand. You can find information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.